In this mad, crazy, mixed-up world, people can be, well, a little grumpy. Joy 94.9's very own resident grumpy gaze, yes, we all see the irony in that, Matt and Helen, or as we like to call them, the Greys, are about to take you on a wonderful weekly exploration of the grumpier side of life. Face it, embrace it. Grumpy by name, grumpy by nature. It's time to get your grump on with the Grumpy Gaze.
Well, you might be a little hungry, you might be a little sad, or you could just be frustrated about the day you have had. Or maybe you're just tired, have a cold or lost a sock, and you say, don't cheer me up, oh, I sure don't want to talk, because you are grumpy.
Good evening, everyone. It is the Grumpy Gaze again. I'm Helen, and I have a slew of sobbing and some cantankerous carping all washed down with a dry white wine this evening. And joining me, of course, is my not-so-better half, Matt.
Oh, mind you, is that a dry white wine?
It is a dry
white
wine.
I like a dry white wine.
So, Mr. Grey, how's your week been?
Oh, God, don't ask. Look, my week has been like a supermodel waking up with scabies the day before Paris Fashion Week. If I have to put up with one more drongo this week, I have had enough.
You've had enough.
Oh, my God.
So, what's coming up tonight?
Well, okay, on tonight's show, we're starting with, as we usually do, with It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, and the topic tonight, or the title of tonight's segment, is X-Files, The Mystery of the Lost Scrolls.
Oh, can't wait. And of course, Room 666, which is going to be a cracker because it's auction shoction. I say that 10 times.
I wrote that and I was thinking, are you going to be able to read that?
Absolutely.
My answer, I was just answered. Yes.
What else have we got?
New segment. We got a new segment tonight called Dear Grumpy Grey.
Well, that sounds interesting. Mm. And, of course, he's back. He's been released from jail. He's got his voice back. He's back on the rant.
Well, that remains to be seen.
The queen, the royalty of rant, our little AGM, or angry gay man, as we like to call him, himself, Doug, a.k.a. Ranty McGrant, is going to hopefully call in and give us what for.
Yeah, he's been a bit flaky recently. I don't know what's going on there.
He has been a bit flaky recently. Now, you know, Matt, you were having a go at me off air because as I rushed into the studio this evening, I made a beeline to steal the toilet paper. I mean, go to the toilet in the studio, you know, not in the studio, obviously. And I made the comment to you, it's my Woolworths bladder.
I've never seen you move so fast.
And you looked at me as though I was insane. So,
look, you've mentioned this a couple of times over previous weeks. Uh-huh. And I just thought, I've always sort of gone, oh, yeah, but actually I have no idea what you're talking about when you talk about a Woolworths bladder.
For the uneducated out there, a Woolworths bladder is someone who has a weak bladder, i.e. has to go to the bathroom a little bit more often than normal. They're said to have a Woolworths bladder because it refers to the fact that stuff you buy at Woolworths is often cheap and shoddy. So that's my Woolworths bladder you. So it's cheap and it's shoddy.
So I've got to say here, a bit of a disclaimer so we don't get ourselves sued here. This is actually from the Urban Dictionary, and I do believe that the Woolworths in question is not the one here. It's probably the one in the States, I would imagine. Right? You know, where you get your plastic deck chairs and things like that.
What's that other one in the States that they do all the...
Walmart.
Walmart. So maybe it should be a Walmart bladder.
Walmart bladder. Let's call it a Walmart bladder.
A Walmart bladder. And, of course, our gay music theme of the week. Now, nowadays, I recognise not being, you know, an aficionado in all things media of socials.
Aficionado.
There you go.
Okay.
There are such things as thirst tweets and swiping right. Or is it left? I wouldn't have a clue. But back in my day when dating and being attracted to someone meant sending out a homo pigeon with a little message tied to his little leg of lascivious thoughts, that tended to be more what we did, even if it was in the unattainable realms. So this week, we're going to relive those heady days of homoerotic lust with an ode to our teenage fantasies.
Oh, I've had a good think about this one, actually.
So the first cab off the rank tonight with my teenage fantasy is none other than the Page 5 girl? Page 5?
Page 3.
Page 3. Well, you'd know you were in the UK.
Well, yes.
Page 3 girl herself, Miss Samantha Fox. I want to feel your body.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Grumpy Gaze on Joy 94.9.
So, touch me, touch me. I want to feel your body, your heartbeat next to mine. I didn't even need to look that up on the old Google to find the lyrics. That says something about how ingrained this is in my lesbian psyche.
Yes, well, she might have been page 3, but I'm sure she was page 1 on your wall. I bet she had a poster of Samantha Fox, didn't you?
Oh, may well have. And, you know, she's been up there since the induction when I got my membership card and my steak knives, which may or may not have been requested to be returned over the course of the last few years.
Well, she's a big lesbo these days.
She is, apparently. A big one. Apparently. And so I did a little bit of research, as one is wont to do. And it says Samantha Karen Fox was born on the 15th of April 1966. She's an English singer, songwriter, actress, and former glamour model.
Glamour.
In 1983, at age 16, she began appearing as a topless model on page 3 of British tabloid newspaper The Sun and continued as a page 3 girl until 1986, so when she was the ripe old age of 19. During this time, she became the most popular pin-up girl of her era. Oh, yes, she was popular. She was certainly popular
In your little head.
In little Mrs. Gray's, you know, little dank. Dark bedroom.
Yeah, so she was very popular in Germany as well. I think she still is. Yeah. In places like, you know, Slovenia, I think. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
It's a mad, 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 mad world. In France, the girls wear scanties, but on lamb chops.
It's a mad, 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 mad world. This week's topic is called X-Files Mystery of the Lost Scrolls, and I do have to apologise here. It is this topic has been a bit run into the ground over the last week or so, but you know, I'm going to go there anyway because it actually just typifies everything that is just mad about this world. Not so much the world this week, but actually about Australia.
Apparently.
Yes. So, Mystery of the Lost Scrolls. I was going to call it rolls, but I just thought scrolls sound a little bit more sophisticated, really. And we're not talking coffee here. We're talking a loo roll.
Of course we are.
Yes.
Tippy? I need tippy for my bunghole.
Yes, tippy for my bunghole. And look, bit of a warning here. If you don't like a bit of toilet humour, then bugger off, quite frankly. No, I really do. If you don't like, go make yourself a cup of cocoa or something. And that's not a euphemism. You may laugh, Helen, but I knew a Brazilian guy once, and he thought it was...
In the biblical sense?
No, well, actually, I might have done, actually. You think I'd remember that. But anyway, he thought it was a perfectly acceptable sentence to say when he was going off to the toilet to do a number two. It's, I'm going to make cocoa. His boyfriend was horrified, but anyway.
I've got nothing.
So, anyway... Obviously, if you have been living under a rock or in, you know, Brisbane for the last 2 weeks, you will have missed the fact that if you go to any supermarket in this fair city, and probably, you know, most of Australia, go down the loo roll aisle and it is basically just an empty wasteland of nothing.
It is a bogless bog paper roll.
Yes. Mm. It's run out.
It is.
Mm.
Why is this?
Well, I don't know. Well, it's to do with the coronavirus, apparently, which I find really bizarre. It's one of those things, I think, that is, what do they call it, where it's crowd mentality. So somebody has decided that if they were struck down with coronavirus suddenly and they couldn't get out of bed and they couldn't make their way to the supermarket, what is the thing that they would need the most? And they've gone, loo roll.
Not food.
No.
Right. So, and I've been having my lovely other half, Dee Dizzle, we've been having this conversation because this has been perplexing her. Now, I continually tell her that this is just yet another example of the devolution of the human race, that the mentality is you've got some virus, you're quarantined for 14 days, evidently you don't need food or water, but you need bog paper. Mm. Explain that to me.
Oh, see, I you've kind of struck something with me that I hadn't thought about. You're quarantined. You can't leave the house.
Exactly.
Oh, I see. This is why people are panicking. But yeah, I mean, it's not like you can eat bog roll, is it?
Well, but, and here's the quiet irony. When you don't eat, when you have no food to eat, because you haven't bothered to clear out those aisles of said grocery store, you actually don't crap.
Well,
you don't need the bog rolls.
Well, exactly. I was thinking this. I was thinking worst case scenario, you know, if the world actually does run out of bog roll, I say just sit down and eat 20 boiled eggs in one session, bung yourself up for 6 weeks, wait until the supply chain comes back in.
It seems to be a phenomenon that is Australian-centric. So I was watching something on television the other night about my beloved Italy, and of course the toilet rolls are aplenty.
Where they actually have coronavirus.
Where they actually have coronavirus. Why is this? One word for you, bidet.
Ah, you see, because we do follow the sort of UK cultural path, yeah? And a friend of mine in the UK was posting on Facebook the other day how she has gone out and basically stocked up on loo roll as well. So it's not particularly just an Australian thing.
Well, someone's missing a market here, Matt. Okay, all you grumpy plumbers out there, this is a marketing opportunity. Bring the bidet to Australia.
Yes.
Namely, European Miss Melbourne. There needs to be a bidet, at least one bidet, in every home in Melbourne.
Well, I bought shares in a bidet making company the other day, so let's see how that skyrockets, hey?
Well done, yes. Mr. Gray. Well,
I also took the head off my shower and just left it there just in case, but you know.
But that's just another Saturday.
Well, I've got to say, I've got a little bit of a complaint here. Look, I'm a homosexual. I need a clean ass for my job. I could sue. I've had my ass insured for $2.99. Couldn't quite stretch the budget to Rhonda Birchmore's legs, like, you know, that sort of insurance level. But, you know, that's what it's worth, I think. I've also decided to make a bit of money at it. There's a big cottage industry in what's going on at the moment, right? So I've had some T-shirts printed.
Excellent.
They're going to sell for quite an exorbitant fee because I reckon they'll be snapped up. I've had two printed. And the logo is that traditional sort of World War whatever British logo, keep calm and carry on. It's modelled on that.
Okay.
And so one is keep calm and scrunch and the other one is keep calm and fold.
It suits everyone.
Absolutely.
There's a choice for everyone.
Yeah. Some people might buy both.
And obviously the scrunches are the one that's really clearing out the aisles.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It is an absolutely mad world we live in.
It is. Can I just come up with an anecdote? You know I love my anecdotes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Because it is a little bit to do with this kind of thing. But when I was travelling around Europe at one point, so talking about the European way to do things, and I was in a place called Wrocław in Poland, and went out for dinner with some friends of mine, and we were all walking back from the restaurant, and it hit us very suddenly. It's middle of winter, right? And it was freezing cold, and we were just trying to get back to the hotel, and I said to my mate, I said, I am not going to make it.
You had a rumble in the jungle.
We all did. It's like, I'm not going to make it, I'm not going to make it, and we ran into the hotel lobby, and I didn't make it. It was a bit like that scene from Bridesmaids. So anyway, we went up to our room, and luckily, because it was so cold, I was wearing a pair of jeans, and I had my my pajama pants underneath them, because I didn't have any sort of thermal underwear. Yeah, that's right. So I didn't do too much damage, but I did have to sort of chuck the pajama pants out. So I put them into a bag, went down through the lobby. The people behind reception were nearly passing out. And I went outside and I went to put in the bin. No bin. And I'm thinking, I need to get rid of this. Hotel was right next to the river that ran through this city. So I threw it out onto the river and then realized the river was frozen solid. And it just fell on top of this pristine white ice and just sat there. And do you know what the name of the river was? The River Oder.
And you were just adding to it.
Absolutely.
Mr. Gray, what is it?
It's a mad, 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 mad world.
Coming up on Bad Gays, I think Miss Melbourne may have been put in a timeout. Not 100% sure.